90.3 FM, KEXP, and streaming online all over the world at KEXP.org. My name is Morgan, here with you every Saturday, noon to 3, and I am down in the live room, very excited to be joined by Halos. They are back for their second time ahead of their new second album that is coming out on May 10th called Any Random Kindness. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
So glad to have you. Love to hear a couple songs.
Yeah.
Take it away. It's Halos live on KEXP. Halos live on KEXP, playing tonight at the Crocodile. Love to hear another track.
Thank you.
Lights and sirens, watching roads go by. True to nothing, help our strong survive. Heavy light on, power grids come down. Just a hobby going round. Give me shelter, not your sympathy. Is this what you call humanity? Isolation saturated means no reflection till it rains and it rains and it rains and it rains.
beautiful Halos live here on KEXP. They are playing tonight at the Crocodile. The new album, Any Random Kindness, comes out on May 10th. And we just had a couple of exclusive new tracks right there. Can you talk about those new songs?
The first one is our new single, End of World Party. And the second one is Arc, which is off the new record.
Great. It's so exciting to hear these new songs. First off, you've had three tracks released so far from this new record ahead of May. Boy, Girl, Kyoto, Buried in the Sand, all of which we've been playing a ton of so far. So
Thank
excited
you.
To hear these new songs. Since you last put out your first full-length record, Full Circle, back in 2016, that was your first full-length where you got to sit down and write all of these songs all at once. And then in the meantime, since this new record's coming out, you've been touring on that. So what was the process of making this new second record and in the midst of touring and everything?
I think we took the decision to take the time off the road and to go back into the studio. So we really did start writing it back in the studio rather than on the road. But I think it was very much informed by what we saw during our travels. I think it's a record that looks outward a lot more than the first Full Circle. We recorded it in a bunch of different settings, sort of in basements, in farmhouses, in an awesome studio in London called Baltic Studios. We took our time with it. And I think moving around gave us sort of different moments in the writing process that really helped keep the energy in it. I think it can become quite static if you don't change up your environment at times.
Yeah. You mentioned the record is very outward looking, just basically listening to the lyrics of those first three songs that you've released so far. I'm picking up themes of isolation, societal pressures, feeling alone because of social media and all of the scary things happening in the world, climate change, all of that. Is that an overarching theme on the whole record?
Yeah, you go to the top of the class for sure.
A+.
I definitely think like it was impossible not to take notice of that while we were out touring. And it feels like we really wanted to write about the kind of, you know, the main issues that are going on at the moment that everyone's concerned about. And we felt like we could kind of bring something beautiful to that as well. And we kind of felt like we owed it to everyone, really. Like, we have a platform, like, we should write about responsible things.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, you know, because it's, you know, music is brilliant as entertainment, but it's also meant to mean something. And we kind of, from an artist's perspective, you're looking for the truth. And I think that's what we went for.
I don't think we had much choice in the matter. We just kind of, like, this record emerged. We had, you know, these themes which we were kind of, you know, they were influencing our lives. And it's, we you know, as artists, we want to be kind of mirrors of the world. You know, you look at the world and you just try and reflect what's out there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned things that you saw along the way. Were there specific places that you went or things that you saw that really informed certain songs?
Yeah, it was quite weird, actually. When we were originally discussing the album, we were like, okay, we definitely want climate change or global warming or whatever to be one of the themes in there. And then we were in Austin and first of all, I ended up bumping into someone from NASA, like really randomly in a bar, and had a long conversation with her. And then also bumped into a climate change scientist in like another bar in Austin. And so like weird serendipitous things kind of happened like that along the way that really ended up informing the kind of the backdrop to it. And obviously like there's the whole political landscape that feels very much in state of flux, or like maybe hasn't kind of turned out how everyone expected it to be. And this kind of weird, like you know, the like truth no longer seems to hold its, you know, reverence anymore. And
it does on the West Coast.
It does on the West Coast.
I hope so. That's great. And when you go around playing these songs, do people talk to you about their experiences, and do they talk to you about how your music has influenced them or changed their mind in certain ways?
Yeah, we've had some, I mean, amazing fans that have really, you know, seem to have had the first record really impacted them, and you can feel that in the crowd and in the audiences, and, you know, some of the chats we've had with people have been amazing. It's a beautiful thing to have, to feel the emotion back from people, from what they've taken from your music. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and you guys talking about reflecting what's going on in the world with music, what role do you think music in general plays with humans and our human experience?
I think it can form a sense of catharsis. So it can be an escape for people, for sure. I think it's a way in which we can reflect and take stock of everything, you know, like all art. It's just one, you know, just one facet that we can, you know, access in the world. And I think the great thing about music is a song that means something to one person can mean something completely different to someone else. And so in a sense, you're just in this kind of, you know, very subjective world, but that has absolutely no prejudice, which is, again, it's like a really lovely thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I definitely think, just adding to what Dom said, you know, the amazing thing about music is it melts boundaries between people. So you get people from totally different backgrounds, like very little similarities between them, but they could find themselves inside a song in the kind of, you know, shared way, particularly live. Like that's a lot of what we really enjoy about live, is it feels like it really brings people together. And we feel very connected with the audience when we're on stage. And in this kind of strange social media, like disconnected, discombobulated world, it feels nice to like have those real moments with people. And
I would love to know, what do you all do for fun when you're not on tour or writing songs? Like, what do you do outside of music?
There's an outside.
Dom sits in his studio. That's no.
Run. You run.
I like running when I'm not patching synthesizers.
I do a lot of Pilates.
Nice. Exercise.
I go rock climbing regularly.
Yeah. Awesome. Where do you go rock climbing?
Mainly in the gym, rock climbing gym in London. I'm going to go outside a bit this summer, I think.
Nice.
Daniel, what do you do?
Hi.
Hi, Daniel.
Hi, everyone.
Daniel joined the band.
That's right, since the last time, official member.
I joined bands for fun.
How many bands are you in?
Yeah, I have like four.
Nice.
No, that's a joke. This is my main baby.
Yeah.
And we got the awesome Matt, who's now with us on the drums.
On drums. Yeah. Hello from across the room.
It's Matt Mason.
Nice. So you've been touring the U.S. For a couple weeks now. You have U.S. and Canada dates through April, and then heading back to the U.K. in May.
Yeah.
May 10th is the album release date. Are you doing anything special on the album release date?
We're going to be playing at a festival in Brighton called The Great Escape. And then we're doing a headline show just the week after, to have a party to celebrate the album coming out in Dalston, which is where we wrote the beginning of the record, which is...
And the first one.
Yeah, and all of the first one, exactly. Yeah. So it's sort of home turf.
Nice. Be nice. Bringing it full circle.
Exactly.
Back at the class.
Yeah. Oh, darn. Well, it's so nice to have you all here. Looking forward to hearing the full-length record when it comes out on May 10th. It's called Any Random Kindness. Halos, we would love to hear a couple more songs from you.
Thanks.
We got an older one for you now. Yeah. It's actually full circle.
Hey.
Good intro. Front of the class again.
Yeah. Nice. It's Halos live on KEXP. Halo's live on KEXP.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. Nobody's here. Buried in the sand.
Halos live on KEXP. That was Buried in the Sand from the new record Any Random Kindness that is coming out on May 10th. Thank you all so much for coming back and playing for us. It was so nice to see you.
Thank you for having us back.
Have a great rest of your tour and congrats on the new record. I hope you have a blast.
Thank you so much.
Well, hopefully we'll see you next time. Keep it tuned right here to the station where the music matters. 90.3 FM KEXP Seattle.